We heard earlier this hour from our reporter in Iran about new tough restrictions on international journalists. Still, information is coming out of Iran thanks to a blend of old-fashioned reporting and newer social media. Social media is also serving as a key tool for Iranian protesters. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Iranian authorities today ordered foreign journalists in Tehran to stay away from protests. Tony Maddox is the CNN executive who runs the network's international channels and foreign coverage. His reporters have been told they can only file stories from their own offices.
And so what we're doing is we're making sure that when we go to our reporter on the ground, we talk the audience through what the restrictions are and what the limitations on movement are.
CNN's most famous international reporter, Christiana Amanpour, had to leave the country today as her visa was expiring. Farnaz Fasihi is a senior foreign correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. She says Iranian news agencies with links to the ruling regime are seeking to whip up support by blaming foreign media for the unrest. As an Iranian-American who spent much of her childhood in Iran, Fasihi has been able to slip out and witness rioting and protests firsthand.
Thankfully, due to technology, what's happening in Iran is being documented by Iranians. I think most Iranians are now photographers and news cameramen with their mobile phones.
She spoke to us from Tehran, and she says some of the scenes remind her of the revolution there in 1979, but that technology has changed everything this time around.
The crowd that was running that kept running up to everyone saying, "Do you have Bluetooth? Do you have Bluetooth?" And they would send you the video clip that they had. So information is flowing very quickly, and I don't think they can really seriously censor it in any way.
Not that the authorities aren't trying. The BBC's satellite Persian TV channel has been blocked, but the Voice of America's rival Persian News Network took steps to avoid that, says the channel's acting managing director, Alex Belida.
What we did was we were able to add two additional satellite paths, and frankly, we haven't had any reports of trouble with our reception by viewers in Iran.
But VOA reporters were not allowed in Iran to report on the elections, so the channel, like CNN and other outlets, has relied a lot on people inside the country and Iranians elsewhere to provide pictures and videos for its programs and websites. But government officials there have tried to cut off access from such social media sites as Facebook and Twitter, too. Omid Mamarian worked for 8 years as a reporter in Iran. He now writes from Berkeley, California, for the Interpress Service, a European news agency, as well as the Huffington Post. He's reporting on developments in real time from the U.S.
Even though many people fear about the repercussions of what they view, what they post, or what they send via email or their websites, at the same time, you see how they aggressively post comments and post videos and photos from what's going on their websites and blogs.
Twitter has served as a vehicle for mobilizing protesters as well as for getting out the news. But when you log on to the site, you can't possibly keep up with all the Iran-related postings. Nor can you fully sort out the firsthand witnesses from posers or government provocateurs. But the updates, up to 140 characters, do tell of plans for future rallies, strategies for avoiding censors, and links to photos and videos of new developments, such as clashes with police. CNN's Tony Maddox says it's important to offer caveats about where material is acquired. But he says it reminds him of
what got us all into journalism in the first place, which is that, you know, voices need to be heard. And the idea that, you know, governments or whomever try to stop people being heard and they still find a way of being heard. I find that enormously liberating.
As one blog suggested, the revolution will occur in 140 characters or less. David Folkenflik, NPR News.